Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is 1:37 in the morning. And I guess my beloved was right. 10 o'clock was just not in the cards. And I was headed out the door when my childhood friend that I've known since I was 5 years old walked into the bar. And I ended up staying for longer than I had planned. And I lost count of how much I had to drink. My bartender made me, I don't know, 4 different drinks to start off with to... Because they were out of X-rated, and I eventually drank all the Malibu rum, and sorry, and I'm gonna regret this in the morning. I just know it. Yeah. Sorry for the awkward silence, but the police had pulled up right next to me, so I just remained quiet. Anyway, I am headed home. Well, actually, I'm going to head to Uncle Nick's and get an Italian beef. And hopefully, I won't wake up to regret this morning, or this evening. Yeah, this morning. Oh, my God. I still have lots of work to do, and I have a funny feeling I'm not going to do it. The only thing that I don't like about evenings like this is that my mind wanders to specific people, and it's not a good thing, but I'm going to go home, and I'll be all right, and it'll be a new day when I wake up in the morning. Well, it's already a new day now. And my voice is going, which is very rare, but I also realized something about me that the person that I was out with that I've known for over 40 years of my life, when I don't act the way I did tonight and I'm really quiet, she always asks me what's wrong with me, and she knows me as that crazy, wild child. And I was really bad tonight, really extremely wild. I don't know if I'm going to post any of the audio that I took. I'll have to go back and listen to it and make sure that there's no names mentioned in the audios, because I don't like anybody's names getting mentioned without their permission. So anyway, I realized that, yeah, I am that person that it's not that I drink a lot, but I do get very vocal, and I do act obnoxious, and I do make people laugh. And when I don't act that way, people think, oh, she's either being a snob or she's standoffish. But I guess I realize I use the alcohol to take away the social anxiety, I guess. And being in a comfortable place, being in a bar that the bartender knows who I am, and knowing that my friends care about me and that they are my friends. They're not in my inner circle, but they're in my second ring of friends. And that's a good thing. And this truck behind me is, like, tailgating me. And I just am almost tempted to slam on my brakes. But
the airbags in this car have been recalled. This car has been recalled for the airbags not being something something. Anyway, I'm rambling. Mac! Do I sound drunk? I just sound like my throat is really raw. It kind of hurts because I was cracking up and laughing and just yelling and having a good time. And I'm really tired. I don't know. Do I want Uncle Nick's? I'll be eating it a little bit, having breakfast. Okay. Anyway, love you guys. Later, nice people.